Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey guys, it's me. And I just wanted to remind you.
This shark, swallow you whole.
But I'm scared of sharks. 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 They'll bite you. Bite you. I don't want to get my leg bit off by a shark. Shark, 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 shark. Stay away, shark. Sharks are fast, sharks are mean. Sharks will bite you in the spleen. Sharks are fast, sharks are mean. Sharks will bite you in the spleen.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I like diving with sharks. I don't really think about them biting me in the spleen, though, but it is what it is.
Why would they go after your spleen?
I don't know. It's like killer whales go after the liver of a great white.
Well, that's
when
because it's got vitamins and stuff in it.
Maybe your spleen is like that, too. I don't know, Barry.
Whatever.
Yeah, but they can't have your liver without fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Gross.
Yes.
Okay.
It's true.
Hey, here's an interesting story that happened while I was there in New Zealand. Evidently, May 5th, a skipper of a small boat in Wellington, New Zealand, which was one of the cities I actually visited, they were on a boat, and the captain of the boat decided he was going to go diving and left the boat, and it created an incident, and the seas were like 6 feet.
Oh,
and
man.
He's been hammered, and they frowned upon that kind of activity. That doesn't sound like the guy was in his right mind. I will say Wellington, New Zealand was one of the smaller towns that I visited on my travels. Quaint little town, you know, waterfront community. It's more industrial kind of place. We did have one small little incident. When I was visiting these areas on that part of the cruise, it was a cruise ship, and it came into the harbor, and we got off the boat, and we went into the little town, pretty small. Like I said, it's like an industrial area, nice, but there was actually, when we were walking around, it was like, oh, let's go get some coffee, and we came up to a coffee shop that actually somebody recommended that we'd ran into some firemen that were struck up a conversation with, and we said, yeah, we got to get some coffee. Oh, go over to this place. So we go over there, and there's a few people in there, locals and stuff. But there was a big thing on the window, like, there's nothing good about cruise ships. Okay, we won't go here. We'll go somewhere else.
So how'd you get here? By plane.
Yeah. They weren't big fans, I guess, of the cruise activities.
So you went to the slaughtered lamb instead.
Yeah. It was kind of a weird situation. It's a small area. I mean, I don't know why they seemed like they could use more activity. You know, people come in, spend some money at the local shops and stuff, because it wasn't a big area, but obviously there's blowback, for a lot of that. They just don't like it for whatever reason. So it is what it is. But around that same time, ironically, there was a boat right off there doing some, I don't know if they were diving or snorkeling. I'm not sure if it was a snorkel boat or dive boat, but
the boat didn't drift off, did it?
I don't know. They just frowned on it. They're very, just like Australia, I think New Zealand's pretty regulated on how they run things too.
There are signs everywhere to tell you what to do and what not to do. It's as though you can't think.
It was noticeable, especially in New Zealand. They have them in Australia too, but in New Zealand in particular, they had a lot of signs. It was in some of the signs were very graphic. Like there was one sign in particular that was showing a car kind of tipped over on its side with like a star next to it, like something was hitting it. And then there was some like rocks over here. I mean, it was like an artist rendering of a car being hit by a rock. It was whereas we're used to just seeing signs in the U.S. that say falling rocks.
Right.
This was like a graphic representation of.
Oh, it's an IKEA version of it.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, there
I you can't go. Read.
Yeah. It was strange, but you know there were a lot of interesting signs. They liked their signs in New Zealand, but signs, a beautiful,
was
a beautiful
blocking
country.
Up the scenery.
Sign.
What about the scenery?
What was it blocking up the scenery?
And messing with my mind.
Yeah,
do
I mean,
this, don't do that. Can you
yes,
read this?
Exactly.
Signs?
Yeah, Tesla got that song would not go over well in New Zealand, or maybe it would. I don't know, depending on your perspective. But yeah, they like their signs, and it is what it is. I don't know if they need to. I'm sure that was an outlier with that particular operator on the boat, because that's frowned upon. You don't want your captain jumping in the ocean when you're leading a trip.
He had to go
relieve himself.
Right.
And not do a Vinny Two Tanks in the shower back on the vessel. I don't know.
Can you just imagine getting back on a boat 6 foot seas?
And then the captain's not there and go, well, I guess we better just go.
Right.
No, but the two guys didn't know how to drive a boat, though.
Well, I guess not. Yeah.
They just sat there.
Yeah, which is kind of worthless.
Well, I just want to sit there and watch you get on the boat.
In 6 foot seas. Yeah, that's not easy.
Yeah, that would not be ideal.
4 footers are bad enough.
I did rescue class in my instructor class in two rolling threes.
Ugh.
Cannot get water in nobody's face. You talk about hard. Woo.
Yeah. Oh, I've done that where you got to time it with the waves.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you're going to. You know, take a header into the back of the boat.
You had to go back out. And
but if
start
you time it right, time it right, go in with it and just whoosh, and just kind of surf up on that like a seal up on the dive deck. I've done that before.
It's pretty tricky.
It is tricky.
You cannot get water in your face, or you got to go back and start all over.
Well, I don't understand. What do you mean get water in their face? So that was the.
We were in 2 foot. To rolling threes.
Mm-hmm.
So the you would start doing the breath, the rescue breaths and everything. And then all of a sudden you'll be almost to the boat because you got to take them from out in the water back to the boat.
Right.
So you would get almost to the boat and all of a sudden a three would just crash down on top of you out of nowhere. And then you had to go back, start again, come back to the boat.
Well, it's like surfing. You got to time the breakers.
I mean, I lucked out and made it all the way without anything crashing on me, but we were there for a while
because
there was 20-some of us in that class.
Yeah. I was on one of Slate's boats in the Keys one time years ago doing just that. And it was just me and two other people, and it was rough. But you just had to time it to get on like on the Lost Continent because it was just going up. Up and down, up and down. And if you didn't time it, you weren't getting up on that boat. But if you timed it right, it was like, okay, swim quick, fast. And then it just come back up under you. Yeah.
Which ones do you think are better? The ones with the rear deck or like, you know, on Jeff's boats where you would climb up the port or starboard side?
Rear is a lot better.
Yeah.
The rear is easier to get up on.
Ideally. Yeah, you would probably think so. But
so let me get this straight. You guys are climbing into a rocky boat with your gear on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sometimes if it's that rough, like we're talking 6-7 foot
you
seas, you don't
have
any choice.
Pass it up first.
No, you can't.
No,
sometimes you couldn't. And like on that particular day, we couldn't do that. We had to time
it
right.
Tough.
Oh, it was really tough. That. But it was so it was the boat was going up and down. Bow and stern up and down constantly because they were into the waves and you had to time it. And they would yell at us like, okay, swim fast. And if you swam fast enough, you'd come right up over the back of the boat and then it would lift up.
You still have to take your fins off, right?
Well, no, not then. Oh, you got to kick like hell to get on the boat and then it just lifts you up and then they grab you and then they get your crap off.
Okay.
Yeah,
the deck goes below the water for that moment when the bow goes up.
And well, it's very.
I think I could do that.
Well, it's not ideal. It is not ideal.
But it's not fun, right?
It is not fun
because it's exciting.
If you mistime it, you're.
But it gets your blood pumping.
I wouldn't advise it. You want to avoid that if you can. Okay, what are we going to do for our 29 year anniversary of Scuba Radio? We'll talk about that next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.